Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
I'm not saying I'm a travel expert, but I have been on at least 80 cruises in my lifetime. I mean, all in the Caribbean, the Mexican Riviera. I've been to Alaska. The experience with my family, I've done it as a performer because I should be a stand-up comedian, and I go out there and get paid to cruise for free, and I bring my buddies out there, and they would cruise for free because they just stayed in my room. All they had to do was pay for the airline ticket. And we had a great time, seven-day cruises. Well, my guest founded Magical Vacation Planner in 2006, and it has been successful nonstop. They are Jamie Eubanks and her husband, JJ Eubanks, a former professional basketball player. Today, MVP is a powerhouse company that provides, through their independent contractors, one of the best vacation planning services in the industry, an authorized Disney vacation planner. MVP operates through three branches, MVP Parks, MVP Cruising, and MVP Getaways. Magical Vacation Planners thrives to provide an exclusive and magical stress-free vacation planning service at no additional expense. That's what right there is really important. They're gonna give you first class, no extra for first class. Actually gonna give you platinum and diamond, no extra for platinum and diamond services. They out there. MVP aspires to become a household name in the world of travel through perseverance, innovation, and integrity to continue to impact lives for years to come. Magical Vacation Planners is currently developing the HBCU program. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. I'm going to call on my friends, Jamie and JJ Eubanks. How you doing, team?
Pretty good. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You know, it's really great because, first of all, I just came from, I did one of those Viking type cruises over in Europe. I was in Budapest and went up the river, and I ended up in Munich, and I was relaxed the entire time. You know, technology allows you to reach people, but it's still, I was relaxed. Talk about the significance, you know, especially in my community. My community, when I said my community, I'm talking about the African-American community. You know, we tend to live a life of stress. What does a vacation do for an individual when they take a vacation, whether it's one day or 2 days or a week or a month? Talk about the vacation experience, JJ.
Well, for me, the vacation experience really just, it takes you to a whole different place. It eliminates that stress. It eliminates the hassle. You can just get away. You know, you and I have talked many times before, and we talked about how it really, it's cultural.
Right.
You know, where you're able to travel and experience how other people live and see things that's not your norm. So it's just a great thing to do. It really changes your whole world. I think travel changes lives completely. You view and you see things totally different when you're able to get out and travel outside of what you know.
Well, you know, Jamie, the travel industry was shut down by COVID. Now they're breaking records traveling today. What do you think? Okay, let's talk about, why is there such a big comeback? Now, when I travel, I still wear a mask when I get on the plane. Mm-hmm. And I'm very comfortable. You know, I'm very comfortable because, you know, air circulates on the plane anyway. So now I really have an excuse to put it on because I don't care how much I've traveled because I'm like a diamond on Delta and all these different airlines and all these, because I travel so much via the airway, air. Why is travel so on fire right now, Jamie?
Well, I think there was a lot of pent-up demand. And what we saw was, you know, we really didn't get to travel for a year, 2 years. You know, so people, like, we sat at home and we just dreamed about where we wanted to go.
Right.
So it's like you really couldn't go to Europe easily. The cruise line was shut down for almost 2 years. And once that reopened, there was a lot of restrictions even once it did open up. But we were like, just tell us what we need to do. We're here. We're gonna get through this. And we're just now, even on cruising, we are just now past that phase of all the restrictions and all the things that came along with that COVID, the pandemic, where the industry was shut down. I mean, that's unheard of for the cruise line to be shut down for so long. And those companies, they held strong and they held in there and they lobbied to be able to open back up and do it safely. You know, so I think that there's like you said before, we work in parks, cruising, and getaways, and it's really interesting to see how parks was the first one to come back because, you know, it was easy, you know, it's open air. The restrictions weren't as, you know, as long as you were okay wearing a mask, you know, you could come to the parks at Disney and at Universal, here in Florida. You know, then Europe and the Caribbean really never shut down, but there was a lot of, steps that you had to take. And JJ and I, like when these places opened up or we were able to travel there with some of our agents, I mean, we were there, we were doing the test. I know that, I think it was Antarctica once the cruising opened and we went to Antarctica. I think we had to take like 7 tests or something. It was, but we were like, you know what, just tell us what we want to do. And so JJ and I, we were, you know, we wanted to be the first ones to go out there and say, it's okay. Like it there is a little bit of, you know, of the unknown that's there. But I think that people then started seeing other people travel and seeing that it's okay. And so then they're like, okay, well, you know, now I want to travel. And so this year seems to be the year that a lot of people are traveling overseas. JJ and I, we took our niece and 2 nephews to Europe last summer. And like JJ said, like it just opened it up. But traveling, you know, kind of at the during a pandemic was something. But to expose them, you know, ages 11, 13, and 15 to Europe when they've never traveled outside of the United States was just such a gift. But I think that the pandemic, just sitting back and not doing anything and seeing things, you know, we were watching a lot of videos. It just, the pent-up demand was there, and people just wanted they want to go. So this year, travel is back. It is in full swing.
Now, we're talking to the owners of Magical Vacation Planners. And the dream that started in 2006. Now, in my intro, I talked about you being a professional basketball player. Now, that means athleticism. That athleticism has nothing to do with travel, other than the fact that you traveling in Europe and being an MVP in all these different countries because you was a hoop man. Now, the reason I say he was a hoop man, because he scored 101 points in a game. Now, you got to be in shape just to shoot a ball 101 times to get that amount of points. Not say he shot it 101 times, but he has to shoot enough. Free throws, 3-pointers, 2-pointers, driving to the lane, pulling up a jump shot. Now, what were you doing when he was scoring all these points all these years, Jamie? I tell you, I'm a blindside you. I'm not saying you weren't doing nothing, but I'm sure you weren't throwing up jump shots and slam dunking and blocking shots. What were you doing to cultivate the business?
Direction. This was not the direction that I thought this question was going. because I missed the first, 76 points because I was in the stands talking to one of the other basketball players' wife, not paying attention.
You know how much talking you got to be doing in the stands to miss 76 out of 101 points.
Okay? I do.
I shame on you. Shame on you. And here's the part about it. Somebody had to tell her he was at 76. Oh, she'd have missed the whole 101.
Hey, I was worried about what we were doing after the game. Where were we going to eat? Who were we going to hang out with?
I love it.
I was not paying attention.
I can't say she's my biggest fan because, what she was really focusing on is all she cares about was the last 2 minutes.
Right.
Of the game, if we were going to win or if we're going to lose.
Right.
Because we never went out to eat if our team lost. Because
we didn't.
I never wanted the fans to ever question what was the reason we lost.
They would always say, "Why did you lose?" I'm like, nobody goes out and intentionally tries to lose.
I'm going to tell you something, JJ. She said something really key to the. She said, she was planning. So I'm going to say that was right. That was like the start of the, because the name of the company is Magical Vacation Planner. So that's she's right. always been planning along the
way. So
in 2006, how did you guys, because a lot of people want to get into the travel business. A lot of people have travel agencies, want to expand. How did you guys build this brand, Magical Vacation Planner?
Well, one of the reasons, when we were away playing over in Europe, and it was mostly in Europe, when she developed this, idea. She went to college and studied business, marketing, and travel and tourism. However, when we were away, she really didn't have very much to do. She was a domestic goddess, I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. She took care of our home, and she did that very well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. When I was going to practice or when I was going to plan a game or if I was on, a television show or whatever it was, I had so much engagement with other people. I interacted with other people while she was at home with our daughter, not being able to speak the language, wherever we were at. And we were in Italy at the time. She couldn't speak the language, so she didn't get out very much. So, what she really looked forward to was the times, either after the game when we did win and we went to go out with other Americans, to a restaurant, or she, looked and dreamed about Disney, and taking vacations, what we were going to do at Christmas time, what we're going to do at springtime, and when the season was over. She thought about all of these things. I never knew that, she has such a passion. And when we, 20 years after our marriage, when we moved to Florida, I'm up sitting up in the attic, going through every box page by page. I never throw anything away unless I read it.
Right.
And I find this report that she had done back in college about becoming a travel advisor or sales person with the Walt Disney Company. This is something that she wrote way back in 1991, and I find this 20 years into our marriage.
Wow.
And right now in our office today, it is plastered on one of our biggest walls in our office. So I think that was kind of, wouldn't you say that was kind of the start to,
It was just kind of destiny almost, like a full circle moment. And so when you retired, I tried to get a job and everybody's like, oh, well, you've got a really big gap. So it just looked like I'd been staying at home, not doing anything. I did finally land a job at a bank and I said, whenever I got there, I was like, well, will I be considered for promotions? I don't want to stay here forever. I've got a degree. I've got a lot of experience in meeting people, traveling the world. And I was bypassed by three promotions. And on the last one, I finally said, they didn't even post the last one. And I finally said, am I doing something wrong? That's our first thing is like, what am I doing wrong that I'm not being picked? Like, did I upset somebody? Did I, we second guess ourselves. And the president was really nice. He's like, oh, no, everybody loves you. Like, they love coming in. They love, you know, they actually, everybody wants to go to your counter because they enjoy talking to you. And I said, well, why? Well, I've been passed up for so many positions, and this last one I didn't even know about. And he said, well, this person had a family. I said, I have a family. He said, yeah, but you have JJ. And I said, so basically, I'm going to not move anywhere because I have a successful husband. And he's like, no. And I was like, no, I mean, I hear you loud and clear. And so I went home and I asked JJ, I said, you know, like, I'm really frustrated, and I'm not really a quitter. Like, I don't like to quit.
Right.
But this was, it was a dead end job. Like, if that would be the true definition of a dead end job.
You know, that's, I always talk about people are afraid of change. And, yeah. and that's a moment in, that you took it upon yourself, discussed yeah. with JJ yeah. and said, hey, this is not going to work for me. And both of you guys agreed change is necessary. And I think that so many people are sitting in jobs right now, frustrated, mm-hmm. upset, afraid.
Yeah.
What's the next step? When I come back, we're going to discuss more. Because I always tell people, what you do between the ages of 18 and 22 is what, if you realize what you're doing right then, is what you should be making money with when you're 40, mm-hmm. 50, and 60. And that's what you're doing now. Of something you wrote when you was in college, yeah. you know, mm-hmm. put aside. That was a dream. That's when you was a dreamer. Yeah. That's when you advocated for your own personal beliefs. You put it aside and realized, and fortunately, you know, JJ found it. And guess what? We're yeah. living the life of the Magical Vacation Planner. We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversation Masterclass. They're dreamers, everybody. They're dreamers and they're following their dreams. We're going to talk about the HBCU program that's been inspired by JJ and a lot of things. These dreams can be yours too. And I enjoy the opportunity of presenting to everybody who listens to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. Be right back.
We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married yeah. at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation yeah. that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
You are now tuned into the Money Making Conversations, Minute of Inspiration with Rashawn McDonald.
This week I sat down with award-winning actor, best-selling author, and entrepreneur, Hill Harper. He stopped by and talked about how his thyroid cancer diagnosis led to his role as a health and wellness ambassador, teaching everyday people how to live healthier lives.
We believe that a lot of the root cause of cancer has to do with what we put on our skin. Our skin is the largest organ in our body. Mm-hmm. It absorbs everything just as if you ate it. Your endocrine system, your liver, your kidneys have to deal with it. And they said the reason why it'll never be tested, because the same companies that make the lotions that contain the aluminum, the petroleum, the parabens, and the oils and all these things, the same companies who make that are also the same companies that are the drug companies.
Right.
So they're never going to do a long-term study of the effects of their product.
If you want to listen to this full interview with Hill Harper, it's available on MoneyMakingConversations.com.
HBCUs represent Black excellence. If you attend or are an alumnus of an HBCU, we want to hear about your story. The My HBCU Story Digital Library will allow current HBCU students and alumni to share their stories. More information is available at HBCUCollegeDay.com. You can upload a photo. The photo can be recent or from when you attended your HBCU. More information is available at HBCUCollegeDay.com.
Programming is made possible in part by support from 3815 Media, led by Emmy and NAACP Image Award-winning television producer Rashawn McDonald. 3815 Media offers social media management, podcast production, designs logos, and develops websites. Additional services include brand management and career development consulting services. More information is available at 470-688-3815 or via email at info@3815media.com. Keep winning.
Now let's return to Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald.
Welcome back. We're talking to the founders of Magical Vacation Planner. They have three branches, MVP Parks, MVP Cruising, and MVP Getaways. JJ, how can one get in touch with you and Jamie in regards to information about vacation getaways based on parks and cruising and cruising?
Well, you can go to magicalvacationplanner.com. That's our website. However, our product is delivered and distributed through our travel advisors. So one of the things here at our company, what we do is we help people grow businesses. And we make sure that they understand and they learn how to grow a business. And we would like our leads and everything to go to our advisors. So if you go to our website and look up magicalvacationplanner.com and you send a lead in, we will then send that lead to one of our advisors and they'll reach out to you and be able to accommodate you that way.
So you're saying that you not only are vacation planners for getaway parks and cruises, but you also train, is that what I'm hearing? You train individuals for this type of business?
That's exactly right. So, you know, one of the things that we take on here and what we do is, and I'm going to touch on this, Rashawn, just a little bit. When I left basketball and I went into the corporate world, one of the first things, jobs that I took, I was a corporate trainer and developed training for a major contract company. And when Magical Vacation Planner decided to grow, we knew that training and education would be a major piece to this. So Jamie had already put the platform together where she wanted to grow and bring started with some of her friends along the way, but we knew that we needed to get them up to speed, educate, and train them. So we developed a very strong, comprehensive educational program where we bring people in and we teach them how to grow a business.
Now, with that being said, because I talked in the intro about HBCUs, that level of diversity, because, you know, in the industry, people of color is not a dominant look. And, you know, I know people who try to get in the business. Yeah. Talk about that wall and the wall of opportunity that you're breaking down.
Yeah. So when I got into this side of the industry, you know, I'm going to say you don't know what you don't know. You really don't know, you know, the opportunities that can come out of a business like this. You know, you owning your own business, the feeling and the pride that you gain from owning something and something becomes yours. When I was attended a lot of the meetings that I was going to, I didn't see a lot of people that looked like me. So it wasn't a lot of diversity in the industry, and still not a lot of diversity
right.
in the industry. So it's very underrepresented. So one of the things that I'm looking to do is to educate, you know, students that inspire to, you know, grow a business, to someone to inspire them to who, if they want to travel the world and they want to learn and own a business, you know, that's one of the things that I'm, you know, Magical Vacation Planner is inspiring to do.
Right. Now, you know, the whole dream, the whole aspirational thoughts came out of Jamie's head. Jamie, I'm going to ask you a question. What makes a good MVP agent?
Well, that is a broad question, because I think one of the things that I have to say is that we have people from all walks of life.
Right.
And I think this is going to surprise you. We have nurses. We have teachers. We have pharmacists. We have doctors. We have lawyers. We have stay-at-home moms. We have a lot of.
So you're telling me that, Rashawn, just forget about this. Do people are lawyers, nurses, yes, doctors, people who are, this is not a stay-at-home mom. There are people out there who have full-time jobs, professional jobs, who are MVP agents. So there are people, yes, who are listening to this show should like take the blinders off their heads and go, look, there's an opportunity to make additional money, travel the world. That's what you're offering in this particular interview to people who are listening, correct?
And Rashawn, you've taken 80 cruises. You need to come on board.
That's right.
Hey, I'll tell you something, brother. You know, just getting sidetracked. Them buffets, man. Them buffets. I am a king of the buffets, man. My family, they can go on those little day cruise, day walks around the island. Just put me in front of the buffet. I'm good all day, brother. I'm good all day.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah, I think that the first few times that this happened, we had a nurse that she had gone to Indiana University for 4 years. And when she said she was quitting nursing because she found more joy, and she had at the time 2 kids, and she said, this is not stressful. She loved it. She loved helping other people plan their vacations, and it allowed her to stay at home with her kids. And I knew her mom and dad, and I was terrified of what they would think. And even to this day, when I see her mom and dad, you know, I laugh, and she said, you still feel terrible about that, don't you? And she said, both of her daughters work for us. And she said, I just want you to know, all we want for our daughters is that they are doing something that they love, and they love doing this. And both of them had college degrees, and, you know, it's eye opening to me, and especially the pandemic gave a lot of people thought of what they want to do. You know, they want to be a job that they don't like. Do they want to make a difference? Do they want to do something that they love? And we saw a jump in people saying, you know, hey, I don't want to have my 9-to-5. I want to do this all the time. I want to focus on this. I love this community. I love being a part of this. And, you know, and they've made a career out of it. We have police officers. We have, I mean, you name it, and we probably have it.
Yeah, like, we have people that are doing this part-time. Mm-hmm. We have people that's doing this full-time. Mm-hmm. We have people that's doing this just to supplement income. We have people that's doing this to pay off student loans. We have students that have, you know, part-time school, part-time travel advisor. So, you know, it doesn't matter how much time you have, mm-hmm, you know, because we have people that are all at different stages. We have people that's been here 1 or 2 years. The ones that Jamie's referring to have been here 13 or 14 mm-hmm years, and they've made a living and a career out of this.
I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm mad at myself. I should have asked this question, like, the first should have been my first question, because now, JJ, you got me mad, got me thinking, because I have been on 80 cruises, man. And the fact that I can make money and travel too and eat, that's a magical vacation plan for me, okay?
Absolutely. And you're helping, you know, families, friends, you know, even strangers create memories for their own family. You get such a pleasure out of doing this. You know, you're doing something good. You're helping somebody. You're eliminating the stress and the anxiety, you know, of planning and booking a vacation.
Right.
You know, so some people save up, you know, their whole life to take a vacation, and they want it to go perfect.
Right.
You know, and you're the first point of contact to be able to do wow. that. You know, for a family.
That's awesome. I want to tell you, you guys are fantastic when I interview you, the energy, the information. As we close, JJ, how do we get in touch with you guys through your services?
I'll let Jamie take that one because she's really good at that.
Okay. Yes. As he said earlier, you can find us at www.magicalvacationplanner.com. But you can also find us on all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Threads now. We are on all channels. And if you just search Magical Vacation Planner and then you put buy, I guarantee you'll find an agent that would love to help you with their vacation.
Well, that was fantastic. And next time, JJ, I will be asking Jamie how to get in touch with you because she is fantastic. Thank y'all for coming on the show. And again, you guys keep changing lives and keep and we want to hear more about that HBCU program because the opportunity to bring that to young minds and let them start a business in college and when they graduate and give them options or they can graduate with their degree and have another I always say a medium income, multiple forms of income. I always talk about that on my show. Thank you. And we'll talk soon, okay? Be the special because y'all are MVP.
Thank you so much.
And you listen to another episode of Money Making Conversation Masterclass. I want to thank my production team. I want to thank the listeners. I want to thank everybody who supports this show on a weekly basis. And this knowledge is knowledge I share for free. We'll talk soon. This is Rushon McDonald.
Let me tell you about the host of Money Making Conversations, Rushon McDonald. Rushon's a 2-time Emmy Award winner, 3-time NAACP Image Award winner, sitcom writer, stand-up comic, and former IBM executive. Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushon McDonald is produced by 3815 Media, Inc. More information about 3815 Media, Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
HBCUs represent Black excellence. If you attend or are an alumnus of an HBCU, we want to hear about your story. The My HBCU Story Digital Library will allow current HBCU students and alumni to share their stories. More information is available at hbcucollegeday.com. You can upload a photo. The photo can be recent or from when you attended your HBCU. More information is available at hbcucollegeday.com.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends. People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.